By now, I'm sure that you're itching to go and find your own reversals with the Berry Ann reversing machine. This is fine, and I encourage you to do so. However, there are some adverse effects that accompany a lot of times spent listening to tapes backwards. Please listen to the following points carefully. Point 1. Many students notice a sharp increase in right brain activity after 2 or 3 weeks of heavy backwards listening. This can take many forms: sleepwalking, increased dream activity, heightened emotions, irritability, plus other similar symptoms. If this happens to you, do not be concerned. It will pass within 2 or 3 weeks. Your brain is getting used to all these new sounds, plus it is now hearing on a conscious level what previously was only heard on an unconscious level. If these symptoms persist, then stop all reverse speech activity for a few days. Point 2. Do not, I repeat, do not listen to your own reversals or reversals on your spouse's for several months. This practice has led to disastrous results in previous classes. Stick to friends, media broadcasts, etc. for your reverse speech research until you become proficient. Point 3. Continue listening to this tape so you can start to understand what you find. And now, let us continue with reverse speech theory. In tape 1, I mentioned the concept of complementarity. This is the single most important word in reverse speech theory. Complementarity means that the forward and reverse speech complement or relate to each other. One cannot understand forward speech without reverse speech, and one cannot understand reverse speech without forward speech. Complementarity comes in many forms. A reversal can confirm what was said forwards, or it can deny what was said forwards. It can also add extra information to what was said. On this side of the tape, I will discuss the concept of speech complementarity at a greater depth. To begin, here is a portion of a lecture I gave to the 1994 Reverse Speech Analyst class. All right, complementarity. How do I start this? As I started in the first weekend, one of the very first things I realised about reverse speech was that it was complementary with a forward dialogue. That was fairly evident to me with some of the very first reversals I'd find. I'd run the tape backwards and I could think and find a reversal before knowing what was on the forward dialogue. I'm sure a lot of you have had this experience. And I remember hearing the first reversal on Neil Armstrong, and I didn't know it was Neil Armstrong. I was running the tape backwards and first of all I just heard this clear word, spacewalk. So it became fairly obvious to me initially that these reversals were directly related to the context of the forward dialogue. Okay, and so as time went on, I began to categorize these various relationships. And if you look on page 51, you will see some of the very first categories I made. So I began to notice several different, what I call complementary relationships. First of all, I would find a reversal that was congruent with the forward dialogue, and by congruent I mean it was communicating the same thing or agreeing with what was said. And then I began to notice reversals that expanded, gave extra information to the forward dialogue, and I call these expansive reversals, and I have a lot of information here. You know, and the example I'm given here is a lot in reverse speech training course very much. I'm learning another lot of new information. It gives extra information. And I discovered that as I went through, if I began to categorize these in my mind and ask myself the question, what is this reversal doing? What is its relationship with the forward dialogue? It helped me quite a lot. And then I moved on to contradictory reversals, reversals that would directly contradict what was said forwards, and I'm sure we all know what they are. So, let us continue. I now want to explain to you with examples some of the more common complementary relationships, or, as they are usually called, reverse speech categories. The first one is a category entitled congruent reversals. Congruent reversals are when the reverse phrase communicates the same message as the forward. Here is a very simple example. It is a live broadcast of the Saturn V rocket launch. I'll now play that reversal for you twice, then tell you what it says, and then play it for you one more time. Here it is. The reversal says, we're going. which communicates exactly the same concept as what was communicated forwards. Here it is. I'll now play that reversal forwards and immediately reversed. There's also an additional reversal that says, what an expensive show. Here we go. Now another example of a congruent reversal, where this time the reversal quite literally does say the same thing backwards as it does forwards. It is actually an example of another reverse speech category called mirror image reversals, where the forward and reverse are a mirror reflection of each other. Mirror image reversals are very rare, but they are absolute gems when you find them. Here is a forward soundtrack. It is one of Saddam Hussein's hostages talking home at the start of the Gulf War.
To our parents and calling back home, we love you very much, we miss you, and you've been well treated, and everything is fine, and we'll see you soon.
I will now play you the precise section of forward dialogue where the speech reversal occurs. Here it is.
And we'll see you soon.
And now, here is the reversal. The reversal says, we'll see you soon. Exactly the same backwards as it was forwards. Here we go. And now here's that soundtrack, forwards and reverse successively. Mirror image reversals, the same backwards as they are forwards. I'll now play an example of an expansive reversal. This is where the reverse dialogue adds extra information to what is being said forward. Here's the soundtrack.
You wouldn't set reverse if you don't tell people, then they wouldn't have to deal with it.
And that soundtrack was on me, and forwards I'm saying there's certain reversals you don't tell people about because they wouldn't be able to deal with them. Now what reversals am I talking about? Well, I'll play the reversal on this soundtrack now twice, tell you what it is, and play it a third time. Here it is. And the reversal says, remember when they're sexual. This is an example of an expansive reversal. What reversals am I talking about? Sexual reversals, obviously. Here's the reversal again. And now forwards and immediately reversed.
You wouldn't set reverse if you don't tell people, then they wouldn't be able to deal with it.
Right, about
who is
We'll look at sexual reversals later on in this tape series, but for now, let's move on and explore reverse speech categories further. I'll now look at an example of a contradictory reversal. The following example is a section of an Australian advertisement that was selling homes and home loans. As I play this soundtrack for you, listen to the enthusiasm of the lady who is buying the home. If you get a little confused by all the descriptions of house extras, don't be discouraged. Most Australian listeners were also confused. Here is that advert.
Hey, this one looks good. 3BRs, lounge, set DR, AC, BIRs.
How much? Too much.
It's not that bad.
Hey?
Tell them about the quality drapes, L-fits, and WWC throughout.
Go on. You can afford it. Turn the page. The co-op's got four home loan options. A co-op loan at market rate.
Mm.
A fixed interest loan at less than the current market rate. Or you can make low repayments now that increase when your income does.
Or
you can make a high start while you're both working with lower repayments when the kids come along.
Now you're talking.
No, I'm not.
What do you think?
I think I'll put a pet stroke perg at the side.
Huh, round here? Sounds great.
Oh, where would you like the IGP, darling?
What IGP?
Two reversals occur in this soundtrack. Here's a section of the forward dialogue where the first reversal occurred.
How are you talking?
I'll now play that reversal for you twice, and then tell you what it is, and play it for you a third time. Here we go. And the reversal says, he forced me on, which is a direct contradiction from the lady's positive spirit forwards. Here it is again. And here is the second soundtrack from this advertisement.
What do you think?
I think I'll put a hat stroke perg at the side.
Huh, round here.
How many people are wondering what a pat stroke perg is? Well, the lady in the advertisement was also wondering the same thing. The reversal says, what's that? I don't want this stuff. Which is in direct contradiction to the very positive tone of the advertisement forwards. Here is that reversal at three speeds. Now we come to a category of reversals called internal dialogue. As people, we are constantly talking to ourselves, making plans, strategies, etc. Internal dialogue reversals show us this internal thinking and strategy planning process. As such, they will often reveal a person's motive or hidden agenda behind what was said forwards. Take, for example, this following section of a press conference with Michael Jackson as he was responding to sexual molestation charges.
My tour ended, I remain out of the country undergoing treatment for a dependency on pain medication. This medication was initially prescribed to see the excruciating pain that I was suffering after recent reconstructive surgery on my scalp.
And this reversal says, I reverse the person's view. It indicates that the motive behind the interview was to change people's point of view or to reverse the rising tide of public opinion at the time. Here it is at three speeds. Let us now look at a reverse speech category entitled semi-form reversals. In a small percentage of speech reversals, the last half of the last word will disappear into gibberish and is therefore only semi-formed. In these cases, reverse speech students are permitted to document these reversals. But please note, this is the only occasion where half-form words are acceptable to document. That is, when the last half of the last word in a reverse sentence disappears into gibberish. Under no other circumstances, I repeat, under no other circumstances are semi-form words or sentences permitted to be documented. A reversal must be complete in all respects before it can be documented, otherwise it must be ignored. The following soundtrack is a section of me talking back in 1987 when I had first started taking people for private session work.
I've been suddenly thrust into this role where I have people coming to me and saying, David, I want to know what's going on inside my head. And I think, bloody hell, you're asking me. All I do is play tape backwards.
And here is reversal on this soundtrack. It says, look at that, all I am inside. Except the last half of the last word, inside, is not there. In this case, specifically the letter D of the word. The last half of the last word disappears into gibberish. This is a semi-formed reversal. Here is that reversal at three speeds. Look at that, all I am inside.
Look at that, all I am inside. Look at that, all I am inside.
And now played forwards and immediately reversed. What happens when we play text backwards? Look at that, all I am inside.
I've been suddenly thrust into this role where I have people coming to me and saying, David, I want to know what's going on inside my head. And I think, bloody hell, you're asking me. All I do is play text backwards. Look at that, all I am inside. You know,
here is another category of reverse speech entitled sentence building reversals. Sentence building reversals occur when the forward and reverse combine to form a complete sentence. The following soundtrack is a portion from the 1987 Australian federal elections. The commentators are talking about an ageing Australian politician who suffered a devastating defeat in this election. His name is Sir Joe. Here Here's that soundtrack.
Rather, Sir Joe lost his voice back Monday around night. February.
Yeah.
I think Sir Joe's going to have a bit to answer for at the end of tonight.
And here is that reversal played at three different speeds. It says, must be senile.
There's the senile. There's the senile. There's the senile.
I'll now play the soundtracks forwards and then immediately reverse it. Notice how the reversal combines with the forward dialogue to form a complete sentence. I think Sir Joe must be senile. I want to discuss now a category of speech reversals entitled trail and lead reversals. In this category, speech reversals will appear in conversation discussing a topic that has not yet been discussed in forward speech. In other words, the reversal leads the forward. This is very common. Speech reversals about a particular topic will frequently appear in conversation before that topic is discussed in forward speech. Alternatively, they may continue on after the discussion has finished in forward speech. In other words, they trail the conversation. The following is an example of a lead reversal, that is, a reversal that appears before the topic is discussed forwards. Listen now to this soundtrack. It is Australian once again. In this case, an Australian Aboriginal telling a TV reporter how he discovered his brothers and sisters.
And I was about 30, 35 and I found out that my father was alive.
How did you find out?
It was just through word of mouth, talking to different ones. The same with,
But I mean, what someone was said to you, something was said to you, was it?
Yeah, well, I just talked to different ones about it because I was sort of trying to trace a sister, one of my sisters.
Well, so you found out that you had sisters and brothers?
Yeah, I knew all along I had one sister.
Mm.
But, in my search for her, I found out that there was other brothers and sisters.
A speech reversal occurs right at the very beginning of this soundtrack. Here is a forward dialogue where that reversal occurs.
It's just through word of mouth.
And here is that speech reversal played at three separate speeds. It says, I have an older sister.
I have an older sister.
I'll now play that entire soundtrack again, this time inserting the speech reversal in the forward soundtrack. Notice how the reversal precedes the discussion about the man's sister that occurs later in forward speech. This phenomenon of lead reversals is a small part of a much larger overall theme that appears to be unravelling in reverse speech. That is, where the unconscious mind leads or directs the conscious mind. It is very common to see dialogue, actions, decisions, etc., appearing and being discussed in reverse speech long before they manifest themselves in forward speech. Here is that soundtrack.
And I was about 30, 35, and I found out that my father was alive.
How did you find out?
It's just through word of mouth. I am an older sister. It's just through word of mouth. Talking to different ones. The same with,
What I mean, what someone was said to you, something was said to you, was it?
Yeah, well, I just talked to different ones about it because I was sort of trying to trace a sister, one of my sisters.
Well, so you found out that you had sisters and brothers?
Yeah, I knew all along I had one sister.
Mm.
But, in my search for her, I found out that there was, other brothers and sisters.
Trail reversals. The implication of their existence is actually quite vast. It raises many questions about the exact nature of the psyche. Is the conscious mind the decision maker or the unconscious mind? Initial research with reverse speech suggests that we have far less conscious control over ourselves and our thoughts and actions than we previously thought. Indeed, according to reverse speech, most of our actions and decisions are determined by the unconscious mind well before we consciously decide to act them out. In fact, contrary to popular psychological thought, which depicts the unconscious mind as basically instinctive and automatic in nature, reverse speech is showing us that the unconscious mind is alive, active, highly logical and intelligent. In fact, the unconscious mind is showing itself to be the primary active decision maker and independent thinker of the psyche. It is the conscious mind that is the slave. Reverse speech can teach us how the unconscious mind works and eventually show us how to free ourselves from its shackles. Please turn over now to slide 2, where we will continue our discussion on reverse speech categories.